This for sure we would not say, that maybe the son agrees and wants his father to accept the Kedusha for himself. In other words, maybe you have no power over his son. A father cannot receive Kedusha for a son. There's only halacha, the father could receive Kedusha. The father has no right to make a ma'aseh Kedusha for a son. The father has no right to marry off his son. So here, when the father of the boy wanted to marry off his son, the only way it would be good is if we say the son is nicha, wants the father to marry off him, and therefore like the son makes the father a shliach to be to mekadesh him. So that's for sure we don't say. We don't say that the son is nicha's will for him. Why? We'll soon see why not. Amule rabbanon ravina. So the rabbanon said to ravina, v'dilma shliach shavya. Okay, we're not afraid like this. Maybe the father agrees, but why aren't we afraid? Maybe what happened here before was that the son made his father a shliach. That you could do. If the son tells his father, listen, I want you to be my shliach to marry me your wife, so the father then could go and make a kedushin. So here, why do you say for sure the kedushin is no good? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the son made his father a shliach. Gemara says, that's a svar for sure, lechotziv inish, leshavya leavu a shliach, that a person that doesn't have enough chutzpah to make his father a shliach. That's not nice. You don't make your father a shliach to marry for you, your wife. So that's an umdana, a son for sure would not do it, unless we know for sure he did it. But if we don't know for sure he did it, we ourselves would never say this. That's a svar to say for sure a son does not make his father a shliach. Now Rashi speaks out, Shemus Ratza ben Gedusha Shkadish Layav, Shlomi Dait Layav, we don't say. The Yav, the Gedusha Bita, Bechold Hu Nicha. Because maybe by the father, when his daughter gets married, whoever it is a swear maybe the father wants it. Like we had before, the Tav Lemesa of Tandu, that it's always good for a daughter, for the girl to get married. So maybe the father agrees on his daughter, no matter who she got married to, it's good. Avogavra, but the man, Daik Vinosiv, no, he goes and checks out who he wants to marry. Oh, then, ain't the of it. The father doesn't have any power over the son. To marry a wife, the son, without shlichus. So therefore, you have to come on to maybe the son made his father a shliach. That was saying that the svar for sure a person would not do that. Vinish, a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to make his father a shliach. So Gemara asks, true, maybe the son did not make him a shliach, but why aren't we afraid? V'dilma, maybe, atzuya atzuya kamei. Maybe the son just showed to his father that he would like him to marry somebody for him. And Rashi says, dilma atzuya means ben kamei yoviv. Maybe the son just like showed his father, the gibel of daiti, showed him that he really shulchofetz bo. The son showed his father that this lady he would like. Or he wouldn't mind that the father would marry somebody for him. Therefore, v'yav nasla shlich ne'elov. The father can become a shlich by himself. The son does not have to mamish really go and appoint him. That's the chutzpah to appoint your father. But the son could just show the father that really he would like the father to marry somebody for him. And then the svar would be, v'zochem yad mishmeh b'fonov. Now that the father sees it's a chutz, that the son really would like it, if the father would marry off the son, so then the father has a right to mimic kaddish off his son through a din of zochem yad mishmeh b'fonov. But like this, we say it's not a chus, the son wants to do it himself. But maybe when the son showed his father that the son doesn't care to do it himself, he would not mind at all if the father does it, so then the son shows his father it's a chus, so then maybe the father could do it himself. So why aren't we afraid over here that maybe that was the case, that the son showed his father he would like the father to do it, so the father has a right to do it. So my answer is, or Malay Rabba Bar Simi, the favorite Shama Ma, the favorite Ma said, Ravina said, the Laisava La Lahod the Rabba Shmuel. He does not hold like Rabbi Shmuel. The watch says, the favorite Shemati Amen, the Laisava La Rabba Shmuel. The Ein Cheshishin Sheminus Ratzav. It's all here clearly like that, that we're not afraid of Sheminus Ratzav. The Choshchen, if you're sure, the Shem Osa Ben Shliach. Elim came Shemanu. He just said in order to accept it. In other words, you're asking me questions, maybe, but he says, no, I heard clearly like this. Now the law is, we're not afraid for these things. We're not afraid that maybe the son appointed the father shliach, that maybe the suyatsi kemei, but for sure we're not afraid. And therefore we say the kedushin is not chal. Now the Gemara says, who garv there was a man? The Kodesh Bikisha Biyarko Bishuka. He married his wife with a bundle of vegetables in the street. So he did two things not nice. With a bundle of vegetables, it's not so nice to marry your wife with that. And also did it in the street. Some Ravina said, Afilu Laman Diyama, Choshishin Shem Nasrat. Here the case was, he married a katana. Even the man the Yama were afraid. Maybe the father agrees with the Kedushin. Abahani, maybe when are we afraid? Maybe the father agrees. Tavka derech covered, where he marries her in a nice manner. So you're showing he's a nice person. Then maybe the father would like it. Abu derech bizoyin, but when you're doing it, derech bizoyin loy, then we would not say the smara. Then for sure the father does not agree with this Kedushin. So here that the person married her off with a bundle of vegetables in the street, it's not nice. For sure, the father does not agree with this kedushin. Omalei Ravachim Adifta Ravina. Ravachim Adifta Sets Ravina. Bizoyin Demai. What was so not nice about this? What was the bizoyin? What was not nice? Oh, bizoyin Demai. E bizoyin Diyarka. Was it not nice the fact he married her off with a bunch of vegetables? Or bizoyin Deshuka. Or else it wasn't not nice. He did it in the street. And Nafkamina, what's the difference? The Kodesh Bekaspa Veshuka. What's going to be if the man goes to a katana and gives her money in the street? If what wasn't nice was the vegetables, but here he's giving her money, so maybe we should be afraid the father wants the kedushin. But if not, if what's not nice is in the street, here also still it's not nice. Oy, the kish of the yak of the base, the difference would be, let's say he goes and marries her with a bundle of vegetables in the house. So my, what was not nice about it? Or Malay, he answered back, both things were not nice, in each way. Still, I would say the Kedushin is no good. Whether you marry her with vegetables in the house, or whether you marry her with her money in the street, in both cases, it's not nice to do that way. So if you're marrying a katana, for sure the svari is the father is not nicha with this, and for sure the Kedushin means nothing. Versus is another case now, the Oma Lekrizi. There was a fight between the man and the wife. The husband and the wife, there was a machlokes. Who the husband said, who the Yomal the Krivoy, I want to marry off my daughter to Mike Raven. I want her to stay with my name, Mike Raven. The Yomra, the wife said, no, the Kriva, I want to marry off my daughter. I want her to get married to Mike Raven, to my Mishpacha. So Kafta, she forced the husband, and the Yomal, Taisa the Kriva, until the husband gave in to his wife and said, okay, I agree that our daughter should get married to your Kriven. But at the Achli Vishosi, before they sat down to really drink by the Chasna, before they had the Chasna, also Kreva of the Igra, the husband's Mishpacha, a nephew from the husband came, the kitchen married off this Katana. So what's the Lacha? Are you afraid to say maybe the father agrees for this Kedushin or not? So Abaya first said, see the Pasuk says, Sheris Yisrael Ayas Avla, Vloyadabra Kosov, that Yisrael doesn't say Sheker. So since the husband already agreed to his wife to let her get married to her craven, for sure the husband would not go back on his word and not agree that she should now get married to his craven. So for sure the Kedushin is not chal. Yeah. All right, turn over. Right, the Rav Amarava says, Chazok einodem tereich besudem asida. Like here we're talking about, he already prepared the chasna for the first one. In other words, the husband gave in that she should get married, his own daughter should get married to his wife's mishpacha. So they agreed, they had the shidduch, they're about to make the chasna. They prepared all the food. And now all of a sudden, before the chuppah, the husband's nephew comes and jumps and marries her. So in such a case, for sure, the husband was not nicha with this kedushin. Because they already prepared the chasna for the first husband. So since they prepared the chasna, they don't want to lose the suda. So Moshe says, my benai, what's the difference? They give benai the word Torah. The afkamina would be, let's say they did not prepare the chasna yet. The husband only agreed to let his daughter get married to her mishmacha. But they didn't prepare the chasna yet. And now before they prepare the chasna, if one of the husband's mishmacha jumps and marries her, we have to be afraid, maybe the husband would be nicha to let his daughter get married to his mishmacha. Now, Niskat Shaladasaviya. Let's say she got married with her father's consent. The father said, okay, Kedusha Ketana, but the father said, okay, you can do it. V'holach avila Medina Sayom. And the father went away to Medina Sayom. The Yom Dov Nisus. Now the husband went and made Nisuya now. without asking the father. So what's the halacha? So we said the nesuyin takes place or not. So Amar Rav, Rav says the chelas betruma. She's allowed to eat truma in the meantime. At sheyava via the yimcha until the father comes back in his meicha. Because as far as we know, most probably the father will be maskim because they got married already. So Rashi says the chelas betruma im kainu. The husband is a kain. Even though the father did not agree, did not know about the chuppah, and really the rabbanon say in isha chelas betruma shekhanas the chuppah that your kain's wife, if she's Israel, cannot eat truma until they have the chuppah. But here zu hoyu v'kitcha l'dal daitoi, since the kedushin was done, the father agreed to it. Have a chuppah nami nichale. For sure, like we should say that the father would agree with the chuppah. Until we hear differently. But like this, since the father agreed already to the Kedushin, most probably he's going to agree to the Nisuyin, therefore she's allowed to eat Truma. Rav Asi says no, Eina Oichela, she's not allowed to eat Truma right now, until the father comes back. Because Shema Yova Yovio, maybe when the father comes back, for Yimcha. And he'll say no, nothing doing, I don't want you to make Nisuyin with my daughter. The Nim says she's a Katana, so he can't do without his Das. Veninza Zora chels betruma. Come now, she's a Zora, she's a Yisrael eating truma. Lam Afreya, all the shade in between was no good. So it's not like this, could she eat truma or not? So Mor says, have you that once happened this case? V'chosh lo Rav lohod Rabasi. And Rav was machma like Rabasi to say she cannot eat truma. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. Omoy the Rav, but Rav agrees. Shemeso eino yorsho. That if she dies, now lemaisa the husband does not yarshina. The halacha is like this, if your wife dies after the Nisuyin, then the husband yashins his wife. But if the wife dies before they made Nisuyin, then the husband doesn't yashin. She goes back to the chosim, go back to her mishpacha. See, here is such a case where they only had kedushin midas aviyah. The Nisuyin was a suffix. It was shalei midas aviyah. So in a suffix, Rav agrees that the husband does not yashin her property. Why? Ukim amoyin de becheskas morei. Because here by mom there's always a swara of cheskas marikama. Since before the Nisuyin, the money was the cheskas her yarshim, her mishpacha, so until we know for sure that the Nisuyin is good, you can't take away her property. What about niskat shaladas, v'nisishle ladas? Let's say you married her with the das of the father. But now by the Nisuyin you did not ask the father. Ushle ladas, v'yavikan, and the father is here. What's the halacha? You just didn't ask the father, but the father was around. He didn't tell the father you're making this for you now. So, Rafu no Amar Eino Echela, she cannot eat Truma. Rav Yimi Barabu Amar Echela, she could eat Truma. The Nisuyin is good. What's the Machlokes? Rafu no Amar Eino Echela, she cannot eat Truma. The Afilu L'Rav, even according to Rav before the Amar Echela, there we say she could eat Truma, because there Hosamu Dola Isliya, because the father is not around. The father is away. So that's why the father is not saying anything. But for sure, we would say that when he comes back, since he agreed to the Kedushin, most probably he'll agree to the Nisuyin also. Abul Hocha, but over here the case is the Yisiliyav, the father was around, he's in town. So how come the father was keeping quiet? So for sure, the svar is, hide the Ishtik, Mirsach Rosach. The fact the father was keeping quiet and not saying anything, wasn't invited to the Nisuyin, wasn't around the Shat Nisuyin, for sure the Pshat is he's angry at them, and he's telling them, I don't want you to make Nisuyin. So therefore, for sure, we said the Nisuyin is no good. Therefore, she cannot eat Truma. Reb Yirmiya bar Abba Omar Oicheles, no, she could eat Truma. The Afidul Rabasi, even according to Rabasi. The Yoma that says, Ey, no, Oicheles, she cannot eat Truma, I tell you, Hosam hu, Tishem, Yovi, 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 Yimcha. Why can't she eat Truma over there? Because since the father went away, he's not around, we have to be afraid, maybe when he comes back, he'll be Meichel, say, I don't want it. Abul Hocha, but over here, the father is in town, he's around town. How come he's keeping quiet? As I hear the svar is midi ashtik, since he kept quiet, esnuchi esnuchalei. For sure he agrees. Because if he's in town and he doesn't agree, he should have made a tumult. He should have said, nothing doing, don't do it. Since he's down, set quiet there, for sure we say he's nicha. So that's the machlekes, which way do we look at the fact the father keeps quiet? To say he's nicha or else he's not nicha. What about niskar shashle ledasavi? You made the gdushim without asking the father. Then this says, and also nisunos was shle ledas. The yaviyakana, the father is here. Both things took place without asking the father, and the father was in town. So in this case, Rav Huna Rav Moichela, still, we're afraid maybe the father is Nicha, and she's allowed to eat. Rav Yim of Rav Omano, Eino Echel, she can't eat. Omo Ula Ula says, Hold the Rav Huna, that and in this case, Rav Huna says she can eat Shruma, there's the Pella here. Kechoymis Lishinayim, it's like vinegar. Ukoshim to the vinegar to the teeth,
Ukoshin like smoke to the eyes. Hashta like this. Umahos from the Kedushin Yeraisa. Madach when the father agreed to the Kedushin. The Kedushin is with Yeraisa. Or Matas, still you say, since the father is in town, and he kept quiet for Shasta Nisuyin. Lo Yochlo, you say she cannot eat Truma. Because it's like the father saying no. So Hoch over here, like Kolshrein over here for sure, where the father didn't even say yes to the Kedushin. So for sure it's like the father saying no. So for sure she should not be able to eat Truma. So what he's saying is very shvair. So Gemara says,